Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
Welcome to the Get Fit Guy's quick and dirty tips to get moving and shape up. My name is Brock Armstrong, and I'm the Get Fit Guy. Do you want a flexible, balanced, easy-to-remember workout that doesn't require spending all day at the gym? Well, then push-pull strength training might just be for you. As much as I enjoy my exercise time, well, I don't want to burn all of my daylight hours at the gym, and I bet you're the same. So, when I am interested in building some muscle, I prefer to perform what is called a push-pull strength training workout. This gives me and my many clients muscular and strength results in a lot less time. Now, in a nutshell, a push-pull workout is one where you choose a single muscle or a muscle group and you perform a set of exercises that uses those muscles in a pushing direction. Then, and you probably guessed where I'm going with this, either immediately or during your next workout session, you focus on that same muscle or muscle group, but you move it in a pulling direction. Sound complicated? Well, it is not. So keep listening and you'll understand. I'll start with some of the reasons why I love push-pull training. In the classic muscle-building technique, you typically exercise a single muscle group each day. For example, you dedicate one day to your back, followed by leg, chest, arm, shoulder, and core days. It is effective, but it can also be tedious, and it requires a lot more time at the gym. Now, another reason why I like the push-pull training over the classic technique is that when I categorize my chosen exercises between whether they engage pushing or pulling muscles, it really does make building a full workout program easy. I also don't have to just sit there on a weight bench staring at a clock on the wall while I give my different muscle groups their prescribed amount of rest between sets. Instead, I'll tire out the push muscles and then I'll let them rest while I'm engaging the pull muscles. Now, I'm sure there is some crossover between the muscle groups, but when I find that I'm not quite ready for a pull set after finishing a particularly punishing push set, well, I just take a quick 30-second rest to get myself ready again. Another big advantage is that if you happen to do this workout at a busy gym, well, you can easily choose on the fly which set of exercises to do next based on the machine or the device that is currently available. That is, as long as you're able to keep that push-pull balance intact. The push-pull plan also allows you to use something called microcycles. With microcycles, during one session, you can use heavier weights for a more strength-style training. Then, for the next session, you can choose lighter weights, but complete a higher amount of reps for a more hypertrophy or muscle-building workout. By using these microcycles, you can get the best of both worlds, strength and size. And if you are new to strength training, you'll likely find that adding a push-pull workout into your exercise regimen makes it easier to plan a routine. Instead of having to remember which muscles are your quads or your delts, or figure out how to target your triceps, well, you simply need to make a quick assessment. Decide whether a part of your body, your arm, leg, back, chest, and so on, is either pushing or pulling a weight, and you're good to go. And as I already hinted, this type of workout is very time efficient. So if you find it difficult to build time into your day to get a good workout done, this exercise pattern will allow you to maximize every minute. The time-saving aspect of this workout is achieved by doing something that is referred to as a superset. A superset is when you perform a set of one exercise followed immediately by a set of a different exercise. The catch? Well, there's no rest period or break between those sets. In general, there are three types of supersets, and the first one is when you perform a set for one muscle group, such as leg extensions for your quadriceps. Then, with no rest, do a set for the opposing muscle group, such as leg curls for your hamstrings, which is what we're talking about today. The number two is when you perform sets for the same muscle group, such as chest flies, followed by chest presses. This is that more traditional style of bodybuilding workout where you focus on one body part per day. And the third version is when you perform three or four back-to-back exercises for the same muscle group, such as tricep pushdowns, two narrow grip push-ups, two dips, two tricep overhead extensions. This is called a giant superset. All right, you probably get the concept now, but let's get specific. Now, this is exactly the upper body workout that I did at the gym 2 days ago, and you know what? I'm actually still kind of sore. So after a good warm-up, and what I did was ride my bike to the gym and then spend 10 minutes on the elliptical machine, you can try going through this push-pull workout, starting with your chest and back. And the push exercise is doing a barbell chest press. Then the pull movement is an inverted row. You go back and forth four or five times through before moving on to the next set of exercises. The next area of the body that I focused on was my back and shoulders, and the push movement was the overhead press, or a military press. Then the pull movement was pull-ups, or you could use lat pull-downs if you like. And once again, you go back and forth four or five times through before you move on to the next exercise, which is for your arms. And the push movement is tricep dips, or skull crushers if you like. Then the pull movement is the dumbbell or barbell bicep curl. And again, four or five times through before you move on to the next exercise, which is for your pecs and shoulders, where the push movement is cable flies and the pull movement is cable external rotations. Again, four or five times through, then move on to your delts and shoulders, where the push movement is lateral dumbbell raises and the pull movement is straight arm pull down. Now, since this general area had already been exercised earlier in the workout, you can just do this one three or four times before moving on to the final exercise, which is for your core. And the push movement is good mornings, or you can do Supermans. And the pull movement is the hanging leg raise, or you can stay on the ground and do full sit-ups. And to finish off, you just do this one four or five times through. So you've probably got the gist of this workout by now. Basically, choose an exercise and think about what muscles it uses, then choose an exercise that either counterbalances the exercise or uses the muscles on the other side of the body part. Easy, right? Well, now let's talk about the alternate day push-pull workout. Because so far, I've only addressed what would be considered a one-day push-pull routine. But you can do the same pattern on alternating days. One day is push movements, and then the next day is pull exercises. Then you can take a rest day or two, and then do it all again. Now, on the push day, you might do things like work your quads, your glutes, your pecs, your triceps, and your abs. Then on the pull day, you might focus on your traps, your lats, your biceps, your deltoid erectors, and your lower back. Again, the main benefit of doing either of these push-pull training methods is how adaptable they are and how time-efficient they can be. The one-day version can be done maybe two or maybe three times per week, and the alternate day routine can be broken into four short days by simply dividing the exercises between 4 days. Now, this type of training is simple, adaptable, and will go a long way to keeping your body nice and balanced. As we know, spending too much time developing, say, your chest muscles and not enough time strengthening your back, well, that can contribute to poor posture. Focusing too much on your abs and not enough on the rest of your core can lead to lower back pain and even hip imbalances. By pushing and pulling for each body part or muscle group, you can ensure that you are maintaining balance as you strengthen and you build muscle mass. And remember, there are benefits to all lifting routines, so don't get hung up on doing only one or the other. Push-pull is just one arrow in your quiver of strength training workouts, along with things like super slow sets, drop sets, occlusion training, and, well, pretty much anything else you can dream up or find in a magazine. The most important thing that you should be focused on while choosing what workout you want to do today is how much you'll enjoy it. Because, well, let's face it, life's too short to hate your workout routine, right? Now, before I wrap up, I want to give a shout out to Apple Podcast user Goody Vibes, who left me a 5-star review over on Apple Podcast with the subject line, "This is something else." And Goody Vibes went on to say, "Just saying for you all that this podcast is excellent for me. I'm 13, and it's great for track and weightlifting for me, not just for grown-ups. Thanks, Goody Vibes. It's good to know that got some younger listeners out there too, not just old guys like me. So thanks for taking the time to leave an Apple Podcast review. And if anybody else wants to do that, feel free, and I may just read it in an upcoming episode. Now make sure you tune in next week because I've got a special guest, Dr. Tamsin Lewis, coming on to talk about, well, that middle age spread. This may not be so appropriate for Goody Vibes at the tender age of 13, but for the rest of you who are my age, you'll probably like this one. Now, my name is Brock Armstrong. I'm the Get Fit Guy, asking you, what are you waiting for? Try some push-pull workouts.